Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the truly spectacular, amazing, and definitely worth checking out planetary alignment of four visible planets, Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus in the morning sky. And these will be visible and their closest pairings from late April through the month of May 2011. And we'll really start with sort of the beginning of this, which is happening on April 17th, 18th, and 21st, when Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter are rising into the morning sky. And at the time of the risings, it's usually very difficult to see them because they're on the other side of the sun. So they're coming out from behind the glow of the sun and are technically visible, but sometimes unless you have a very low horizon, very clear sky, it can be challenging to see them just before the sun comes up. But by the end of April, around 30 minutes before sunrise, well, Mars and Jupiter are still pretty low on the horizon. So Jupiter being much brighter than Mars, Jupiter is about a quarter of the brightness of Venus, and Mars is about 100 times fainter than Venus. So you can see that Mars may not be as easy to see, but just about 30 minutes, they'll be 2 or 3 degrees above the horizon and in a very close conjunction. In fact, on May 1st, Venus, Jupiter and Mars are 0.36 degrees away from each other. Now, there are 60 minutes in a degree, so it's just slightly over half a degree. It's a very close conjunction. They'll look like they're almost touching if you can indeed see Mars. It might be helpful to have binoculars to see that. And again, a low horizon, and you need to have clear skies to be able to see that. There is a link I will be including with this that gives the star maps for, it's a QuickTime link, and you can see the whole configuration move through in about, you know, less than a minute. And you can also just click on each day and then kind of study each map for each day, and you can see how close together these planets will be. So Jupiter and Mars are appearing only 30 minutes before the sun as the month begins, but will be appearing within about 45 minutes or more before the sun by the end of the month. So a half hour before sunrise, by the end of the month, they'll be a good 12 degrees above the horizon. Mars is just coming up out of the underworld. Jupiter and Mars are both just coming up out of the underworld, as is Mercury. Mercury moves a little faster, so it's closer to Venus at the end of the month. And also on May or April 30th, you'll see the crescent moon just above Venus. And this is marking the beginning of her movement through the seventh gate. By May 1st, you'll see the crescent moon beside Venus and above Mars and Jupiter. And that'll be a very spectacular thing to see as we begin sort of this dance of the morning planets. Jupiter should be visible fairly easily. Mars will be the one that might need for you to have binoculars to see. And again, clear skies and a low horizon. Very, very important. So that's how the month begins. And interestingly, Mars and Jupiter, as they're making their very close conjunction, are at 22 degrees Aries. This happens to be the exact degree of the dwarf planet Eris, who is also at 22 degrees Aries. And I have much more to say about that, about this connection with Eris, because Venus and Mercury will also conjunct Eris around the 9th of May, both together at the same time, with Jupiter and Mars still in the same, you know, vicinity, fairly close to Eris. And so I highly recommend listening to the Eris audio that's available to paid subscribers. And then I will include at the end of this, either at this audio or probably in a second audio, more about my insights around what it means to have these visible planets gathering with Eris in the morning sky. So Venus moves through the seventh gate, first chakra, on April 30th, May 1st. And then we have the Venus, meaning the Mars-Jupiter exact conjunction. And then over the next few days, well, of course, we'll have the new moon that will be happening on May 2nd and 3rd, depending on your time zone. And Mars and Jupiter will still be very close together around that time, but the moon will no longer be visible in the morning sky. And then as we move through the month, we reach the conjunction of Mercury and Jupiter. That will be very close around May 7th and 8th. And all the details of this will be, of course, listed in the written version of the Celestial Timings. Jupiter and Venus will come together, and they're exact around the 10th and 11th of May, very close. And their closest conjunction is on May 11th. Venus is 0.57 degrees, almost a whole degree, south-southeast of Jupiter. So Venus is, Jupiter is beginning to look like it's passing Venus, although the reality is that Venus and Mercury are passing Jupiter because they move faster. They're moving through the degrees faster. And Jupiter's climbing higher into the morning sky, looking like it's climbing higher very quickly. Mars is still below Venus and Mercury, off to the lower left of both of them, and still maybe a little more challenging to see, though, has risen up higher on the horizon about 30 minutes before sunrise. So Mercury, as I mentioned before, is about 10 times fainter than Venus. Mars is 100 times fainter than Venus, and Jupiter is about a quarter fainter than Venus. So Venus is still the brightest visually in the sky. And Mercury and Venus are reaching their conjunction on May 7th or May 8th, around 22 degrees Aries, May 7th and 8th, around 22 degrees Aries. And again, that is with the dwarf planet Eris. As we move through the month, we have the several pairings and trios that are taking place. The four planets will be contained within a 10-degree span on May 1st, and then will be under 6 degrees on May 12th, as Mars and Mercury and Jupiter reach up to a closer conjunction with Venus. And then on May 11th, Jupiter is only 37 minutes from Venus, as I said before. I think I said 57 a minute ago, but it's actually 37 minutes from Venus. And they stay within a degree and a half for quite a long time. And Mercury is there as well from May 7th through the 20th. It's just going to be quite remarkable. And any mornings that a person can get up and look and have a clear sky to see what's going on, Venus and Mercury are just so close together. And Mercury will be reaching its greatest elongation or furthest reach from the sun on May 7th. Then we'll begin moving back towards the horizon along with Venus after that particular time. So they just stay really, really close together. And if you look at the star maps, you can see that. So on May 20th, you can see Venus and Mars very close to each other. They're like looking side by side. And the 21st, there is what I mentioned before, is the tightest grouping of Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Jupiter is quite well above them and to the right of this gathering. And then we have from May 15th to the 25th the Mercury, Mars, and Venus gathering that is just tremendous trio that'll be fun to watch over the few days to see how they keep changing relationship to one another. And as we approach the end of May, we will have the crescent moon come back May 29th. It's above Jupiter. On May 30th, it's above Mars and Venus, just quite, Mars and Venus are kind of a little bit off to the left of the crescent moon below. And then by May 31st, you'll see the crescent moon beside Venus in the morning sky just before the new moon on June 1st. So this is just kind of a little bit of an outline to see how these planets are in relationship to each other. I have more stories to tell, and I feel like it would be better to create a second audio to tell the stories of Mars as Mars is emerging from the underworld, Venus as she's moving into the underworld, their sacred union in the morning sky, the significance of that. That only happens every 6.5 years when they come together in the morning sky. Also, that relationship to Eris, the dwarf planet, will be in the follow-up audio.